Green, panel 1.
March of Hope.
We don't have weapons, just our legs. In the end of August 2015, 71 people were found dead in a freezer truck in Austria. Under the pretext of tragedy, Germany and Austria increased their efforts to stop the people's journey through and reinforced the Dublin system. At the Budapest train stations, police started to use racial profiling to deny people to get on trains. Here, the Schengen Agreement, as a foundation pillar of the European Union, was disregarded. More and more people gathered at Keleti station. Refugees and volunteers organized the most essential, like medical care and food, on their own. Thousands were camping in the underground passages of the station. On the walls they wrote, "Hurria, Azadi, Freedom." To be or not to be, that is the question. We will be. Instead of waiting, the people stuck at the station decided to take their destiny into their own hands. On the 4th of September 2015, thousands decided to set out for Austria and Germany on foot via the motorway. On the route, people provided them with water and food in solidarity. The March of Hope was accompanied by the international press. Pictures of refugees who the European Union refused to support were visible around the world, but also pictures of an awakening spread and let the hope for a different society of solidarity spark. Due to this pressure, Germany and Austria felt impelled to open their borders for the people. Hungary provided buses, which brought people directly to the Austrian border. There, they entered trains to Germany. It became publicly visible that the Dublin system was devastated. In a few days, more than 10,000 people arrived in Austria and Germany. Racial profiling. Racist practice of police and security agency beyond concrete suspicious facts, merely based on physical attributes and stereotypes. Schengen Agreement. With the Schengen Agreement, border controls within Europe were supposed to be abolished and transferred to the resulting external borders. Within the Schengen area, border controls still take place from time to time, often with the help of racial profiling.